Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Nancy Lombardo, hey, that's me.
Welcome. Have a fun day. Great guest coming on today. Love this woman. Open up my chat room in a minute. We're going to talk. Fun. Great show coming up. Margot Cruz Live Forever, number two. Great title. And that's starring the wonderful Lori Hamill. I'm going to talk to Lori in about 15 minutes when she calls in. But I think first I got to find the appropriate song to that speaks for Lori, that speaks in the Lori voice. Here we go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potatoes, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of my ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yet my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Ah, Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty. Hopefully soon to be on CD Baby Tom Carosa. Get that going, will ya? I hope so. And he's always got some excuse. But here's an excuse Lucy Arnaz has too. And here we go. Ooh.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love. Now had to say, I'm his bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, the name of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no. The bossa nova. No, no, no. The bossa nova. Yeah. The bossa nova. My dance of love. Now our kids are flown. Fancy free, and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June, and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet, so long. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, my dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, no. What was the dance?
La bossa nova.
We took a chance on
La bossa nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
La bossa nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
La bossa nova.
You three came from La bossa nova. La bossa nova.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, And power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lumbago. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lumbago. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lumbago. Arbitrage!
Boom, arbitrage. I love that. Piece I wrote a few years back. Hey, let's check out the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Betty Jo, next Tuesday. Let's see what's going on, Betty Tuesday. Info, next Tuesday's show. The Movie Mom and Mad Movie Man have agreed to do this holiday show for us. Okay, that's Tuesday, 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday with Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Mom Nell Minow and Mad Movie Man A.J. Hockery drop by on December 4th to offer suggestions for great movie gifts to give listeners. Oh, well, I think your book, Mary Jo Tucker, which was just got that big award, okay, I think that would be a good gift, don't you? Go to Mary Jo Tucker, Betty Jo, Mary Jo, who? Betty Jo Tucker, what am I thinking? I haven't had my second cup of coffee. Betty Jo Tucker's site, and check her out and check out her reviews. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and, of course, today, 4 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. It's the George Bettinger Show with the lovely Lizette Amanda Bettinger. What's the X for? What's the X for? I'm with Stupids in the house. Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm with Stupid. Post your site and time because I don't know it. And we have some other guests just hanging about. Now, I downloaded a friend of mine's new song, and I don't know what I downloaded it under. Here we go. Oh, Mike Rocket, he's got a new holiday song, so let's play that while we wait for Laurie Hamill to call in soon. Okay, this is Mike Rocket's new holiday song, MikeRocket.com.
Joyful spirits in the air, snowflakes falling down somewhere. Think of those close to you and your family. Open your arms to those without any. But it seems like a few months or so was really many years ago. Look forward to receiving, but don't forget. Candles by windows.
celebrate. Think of each other. Happy New Year.
That was nice. That was my buddy, Mike Rocket, with his new holiday song. It's so nice. I ask, I like to promote everybody. And I did say, I said, do you have any Christmas stuff? He goes, yes, I do. And it doesn't have to be Christmas. I will take your Hanukkah songs as well. Betty Jo Tucker, logging in and out, Betty Jo Tucker. Your book would be a great present. Post what site they can get your book for Christmas. That would be a great gift to movie lovers everywhere. Listen to Betty Jo Tucker, 4 p.m. every Tuesday at Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, and the George Bettinger Show with the amazing Lizette Amando, X Bettinger. I don't know what the X stands for in Bettinger, but it's there. All right, why don't we now going to bring on our guest, our special guest. I love this lady. I got to tell you, I met her quite by accident one day. And I don't know, like through somebody, Peter Michael Marino, and I always say his name wrong. Is it Marino, I believe? And another very talented guy in his own one-person show, Desperately Seeking the Exit. Anyway, so I meet Lori Hamill, and I go, how do you know me? And she goes, well, I'm not sure. But we end up on a TV show, which ends up getting an award. It was an interview show. And she is just the most fascinating person and has all these characters. And right now she's got a terrific, I highly recommend, Margot Rose Live Forever number 2. It's playing at the Pit. But let me tell you a little bit about her first. She's appeared on 30 Rock, As the World Turns, The Today Show, as well as the Coen Brothers featured film Burn After Reading. She plays recurring political pundit Leslie Hillerman on the Onion News Network series, In the Know. On the web, she can be found interviewing everyone from tourists to Broadway stars in her ongoing original series as the relentless, yet clueless reporter Margot Rose Federer. I can't even say it. It's just too funny. Let's see. She's performed on Broadway and the national tour of Mamma Mia, and she just returned from a national tour of Dolly Parton's musical 9 to 5. Isn't she amazing? And guess what? We've got her on our show. Okay, and she's got more credits, but I'm going to run out of show by the time I finish saying them all. So let's bring on Lori Hamill. Lori? Let's try again. Lori? Lori, are you there? She's got two phone numbers here, so maybe she's calling in. Let me see which one she's calling.
Hello?
Lori?
Hello?
There you are.
Yes, here I am.
I see two numbers came up. That's
oh,
why.
Okay. Well, that's because I play two different people.
Oh, all right.
Maybe someone else I'm playing is calling on the other line.
Someone else. I do love Margot.
Oh, thank you.
She's just such a great character, and you've done so much. Actually, I want to give the listeners a little taste of her, which I found on the line here. Here we go. A little taste of this upcoming show.
Hi, I'm Margot Rosferter with New York 2. Hi. I'm Margot Rose Furterer, reporting to you live from the New York 2 studio, bringing you the groundbreaking, semi-important news based on my own lack of finely tuned ignorance. Roll tape. Do you think that there's a stigmata about men that are nurses?
Stigmata?
How was it to kiss James Brolin in the movie Mamma Mia? Well, I wasn't actually in the movie. You weren't? No. We are here today at Two Boots with one of the producers of Promises, Promises, Sean.
Not a producer.
Well, what are you going to sing this when you go in? Aren't you auditioning for American Idol? American Idiot, the Green Day musical? This is just really just my own lack of ignorance talking right now, but what do you do here? Oh, you're the undercover.
Understudy.
They say every rose has its thorn. So true. Clearly, our mission at New York 2 is to bring the heart-hitting stories to the people of the world and beyond, covering everybody from celebrities to nobodies like you. When an animal gets rescued by you, do they know that you're super special?
They just love you back. And
they never talk back either, do they?
No, they don't.
And I watch SUV all the time. It's a fantastic show.
Yes, SVU.
Oh, yeah.
How Latina are you?
Not at all, actually, no. I have some Italian. It's so nice to meet you. You know, you don't have to act like that to me. Don't pretend I'm not here. Make me happy when skies are gray.
film always said that would amount to nothing, and basically, yet here I am. I'm on Broadway, and I'm a reporter. What do you think of that?
Sounds like you made it to me.
I really did.
I don't believe this. You got me on television.
Of course, that's only a partial view of all the amazing stories I have yet to report. This is Margot Rose Furterer, leaving you with two of the greatest words in recent history. I'm number two.
Miss, no papers.
Well, a little nutty. You know, I have a little help from my friend and director, Peter Michael Marino, who helps put the little bit of a goose into the pot there, because we're always having so much fun, and it's just so great interviewing people and letting the other wacky side of my brain come out.
Oh, it's just so funny and very creative. I love Peter Michael Marino. I always mispronounce it, I think. He's been a guest on our show, Desperately Seeking the Exit was his last one-person show. It was terrific. Your director is really a highly acclaimed director and a sought-after comedy teacher in the New York area.
Absolutely. He teaches people want to learn from him on all kinds of things, like not just on comedy, but how to apply yourself and get one-person shows, and also like the Edinburgh Festival, how to get there. He has a class coming up to teach people how to get ready for it. So he's extremely generous in the
amazing
overview.
Mm-hmm. He is amazing. The story of how he put together Desperately Seeking Susan the musical alone.
Yes.
But the
I know.
Fact that he got himself over to I don't know how he did it. I mean...
Well, he'll tell you. I mean, if you go to his workshop that's coming up at the Pit, I mean, he is telling people how to get their shows over to Edinburgh, which is, any time when you're doing comedy, as you know, I mean, there's so many little things that you don't know about, and to have somebody else who's already done it and show you the ropes
is
amazing.
Oh, yes, you're doing your lovely number two, being number two.
Exactly,
It's just, it's a wonderful character you've come up. And now I'm just going to give the information, and then we're going to talk more. This will be at the Pit Monday, December 3rd at 8 p.m. and Thursday, December 6th at 8 p.m., 123 East 24th Street. How easy is that to remember? 123 East 24th Street. You can make your reservations at where?
Just go to the Pit.
Oh, the Pit. Okay.
NYC.com.
ThePitNYC.com. Yeah. I highly recommend this show because Lori never disappoints. She is so, you are so off the edge. And you have a lovely singing voice as well. That's a terrific singing voice there. And it's great. So tell us about the show.
Well, it's so very exciting because Margot, when Margot was a little girl, she would always just dream about having a talk show. And she did a lot of that dreaming in her bathroom, because who doesn't? You know, you close the bathroom door, you grab a hairbrush and it's a mic, and you're looking into the mirror with your towel, over your head. And, you're doing all the big stuff. Right, when you're that kid. And Margot actually was a reporter when she was a young girl at school, and so now it's all grown up. She's all grown up, and she has guests, she has news, she has a band. There's actually a musical number that was written for her. There's some prizes. I mean, it's going to be just a cornucopia of happy times for that 1 hour. You know, before everything starts with this crazy holiday season, give yourself a chance to sit back and relax and maybe, not just laugh, but, maybe you win a candy or something. Piece of candy.
Ooh, a whole candy. Wow.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
And this is the Pit, and the Pit is famous for just having the cutting-edge, trendiest shows coming out of it.
Yeah, so, they're very supportive.
Very supportive, and it's great because you can go there. It has a bar on the inside. You can mix, you can mingle. It's a great. Actually, your show would be a great date movie too.
Great
of a date
night.
Movie, date night.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because the thing is that it's fun. It's interactive. People don't have to do anything. They shouldn't be scared they're going to come and get pulled up on stage. Well, unless you're there, Nancy. It's something where you can just really have fun. It's really good old-fashioned fun, but it's silly, and it's also unexpected. But they actually also they just updated the pit stage, so it's a brand new.
Oh, will you be in the main stage?
Yes, on the main stage. And
not downstairs, upstairs.
Not downstairs. We're in the big time here now, Nancy.
Awesome. That
and,
is so, such a nice. Is that like an old Broadway theater? That's so nice.
Well, and it's a beautiful new floor. And my cousin Stephen Hamill, who's a wonderful artist and my only relative here in New York, designed the set for us. So we even have a set for the show. So, you know, it's just what a thrill. And we've just been laughing so much putting this, well, not Margot, because of course Margot takes this all very seriously, but, you know, we've been just having a ball putting it together. It's just been great.
I love that line. I love you on SUV.
Yes, I know. It's just, you know, it's like, it's funny when you played that. It's like I was remembering, like, talking to Bernadette Peters, and you know, she just didn't know that Margot maybe isn't a real reporter, but she was very sweet. Cheetah Rivera, very nice, you know. B.D. Wong, you know, was hilarious, but correcting, you know, corrective
of
Margot.
How Latin are you? What was the...
Yeah, that was for Kelly Carmelo, who's currently in Scandalous on Broadway, starring on that. And she was such a great, just a great
guest.
Well,
I have another radio station three radio shows are listening to us, four?
Oh, hello, everybody.
Okay, best people we know, Betty Jo Tucker, and I'm with Stupid, and Lizette Amando Bettinger from the George Bettinger Show, the Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
and
great.
And Betty Jo, there's something trivia you would like about Betty Jo does Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo, if you look her up, she was also in Forbidden Broadway. This woman can impersonate everybody that Betty Jo has had Rita Moreno on her show.
Oh.
She's had all these celebrities, and a big fan of it. So this is great. So this show, how long does the show run?
It's just 1 hour. It's from 8 until 9. So it's just one of those, like, you go, you know, get out of work, go have a little something to eat, and you can come to the bar and get something to drink and sit down and laugh, you know, and just have fun, too. You know, one thing is that Margot has a lot of trouble with her mom. She just really does, and it comes out a lot. There are a lot of problems with Margot and her mom. But one thing about my mom is that she is such a party giver. I mean, when you go and do an event at my parents' house, the way that my mom organized everything is that everybody has a great time. My mom is known for her parties, and that's what this is like. You know, it's a new show, but it's kind of a new show disguised as a variety show, disguised as a party. It's fun.
Well, let's talk about your special guest, because on Monday, tell us about your guest on Monday the 3rd.
Okay. Well, this is an actor that you have seen in and he's been in 80 movies. His name is Adrian Martinez, and he has worked, one of the ones, so funny, is with Will Ferrell in that comedy that they did that was in Spanish. His name is Adrian Martinez. Do you know Adrian? He's fantastic and a wonderful person as well. And he's going to talk about, you know, working with all these famous people and about his work as an actor. And then we have Jan Uzkowski, who is the biggest Justin Bieber impersonator on YouTube. He's fantastic and funny. He also impersonates other like New Direction. He's really amazing. He's pretty young. He's still in high school, and he's doing all this great work. And then there's a fabulous book called Dumped for people who have been dumped, and that's Carolyn Rosenthal and Mary Jane Fahey, and they're wonderful. And so they're going to come on and talk about the book about Dumped. And so those are our special guests. And then maybe, you never know, there might be somebody else. But we can only give out so much information.
Oh yeah, you gotta go for the surprises. Surprises, and that's great. And on Thursday, December 6th.
Well, we have Marla Schultz, who is the inventor
of
the.
I love her.
Yes, and she's the inventor of the Rat Trap, and so we're going to talk about that. Ladies, it's something that you might enjoy putting in your bra. I'm not going to give any details. You'll see it when we're there, but it's something very helpful. And then we have Jillian Burrow, who is the ghost author of the Glee, some of the Glee books, you know, Glee the TV show. And in one of them, she actually refers to, believe it or not, Margot Rose Furter is in print.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and she also does some great work on SVU. So, as well,
well
working
I also
there.
See, oh yeah. No, it's going to be fantastic. I just know it. And I also see they can get tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Yes, they can do that. Yep. And or you can just go to the Pitt, pittnyc.com and get a ticket there, or to Brown Paper Ticket.
Yeah,
brown
if you can't make it
tickets.
There and you want to be sure you get the tickets. But if you can, I'm just going to say this: if you go directly to the theater, I think then. More money goes towards the show. So.
Yeah, well, and it's really easy, too, because the theater is open during the day. They've got, like, a coffee bar there and a regular bar.
And they've
got
many events going on all the time at the Pitt.
I know. That thing is going.
So terrific. And a fantastic director, very whimsical, Peter, Michael Marino.
I love
him. He is just whimsical, and he did you guys play off each other so well. You can find more information about Margot Rose at www.margotrose.com. Now, if they want to find out about Lori Hamill.
Yep, you can just go to lorihamill.com, L-O-R-I, Hamill, H-A-M-M-E-L.com, lorihamill.com.
And that's what makes it so fun. Now, did I hear you say you have a band?
Oh, yes, we have a band. Eva Diva will be our band. So she's got some great notes. She's just waiting to get out. So you're going to want to hear her. Yes. It's news. Guess the band. I mean, hey, you know, this is. And the musical number for Margot, I have to say, her new opening number is really interesting. And definitely something that you will not hear anywhere else.
Oh, it was, as soon as I posted that, let me see, I don't want to lose my switchboard, but I posted that you were going to be on the air. People started putting on Facebook. You are so loved.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe how many people know you. I put it up, and then everybody was going, I love her. I love her. She's the best. She's.
You know, I will say one thing, and Nancy, I think you would agree with this. You know, nobody does this alone. I mean, you know, we need support to do anything. It's whenever you see someone who is performing, there are so many invisible folks that you don't see that have supported us, that have given us material. Even if something was terrible, it's like you can turn it around and make it material. But, you know, the people who encourage us and who really make us shine that you don't see, but the reality is we need them, and they are so appreciated. And it goes all the way from fans to family to friends to those people in the business who have continued to guide us and, you know,
well,
direct
you have
us
people
toward
like
what we
here. Do. I just ran onto the thing. Who likes you here? You got Francine Shore loves you. Helen Gaelic loves you. Helene
oh,
Gaelic. Rick
yep,
Sansone.
She's lovely.
Rick
Sansone. Lovely actress.
Sansone. I hope I'm saying his name right. And you've got just when I started to put it up there, and that is so fantastic. But you know what's great? You're not just a comedian. You're just like a triple threat. Singer, thing, but you also have a book out, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do. I wrote it with a dear friend of mine that we've worked together for many years. His name is Carl Menninger, and the name of the book is Minding the Edge, Strategies for a Fulfilling Successful Career as an Actor. And Carl teaches, he's a professor down at American University in D.C., and we really put this together to help young actors just to be able to focus and find their way, and actually also for actors that have been doing it for a while who want to get re-inspired about just being proactive, about being positive, and about going to that next step for yourself.
And you are very proactive because,
you
not only this, I saw you at the SAG meeting the other night, the SAG talk, and so you were active there, so you volunteer your time, but you're very proactive and just always doing something and very generous in that, that you are so people-friendly.
Thank you.
You're just like a spy. You'd make a great spy. Hi, come in. What country are you from?
That's great. Oh, I like being referred to as a spy.
You would
that
make
feels
great.
Good.
Like a CIA agent. If there was a female Get Smart, you could play her.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to.
Yes, it would be Get Smarter. And
that's great.
You would be great with that, but it's so great. And is this your first or second show now?
Oh, this will be the actual first live show that Margot's done, because you can find her on the web. You know, Margot's done, like, I think it's about 30 videos of especially Broadway folks, like getting into the, crashing into the Broadway dressing rooms and, you know, getting those people, getting those interviews. So Margot's basically always been online, and that's where New York 2, her station that she works for, that's where it lives, online. So this is the first time to get out of the computer and as Pete says, you know, get from your laptop to your lap. That's where it's going. So, yes, this is the first time that Margot's ever done this live, and that's kind of, that's really exciting, because also there's the potential for many things to happen that are very unexpected. You know, when you see the news reports online, they had a little bit of tweaking.
Very funny. Now, do the celebrities know when you're interviewing them that what you're throwing at them?
No, they don't, because we look very official, you know.
You
we have
do.
The,
She's got
the lanyard,
setup and the uniform. I love the big flower on your lapel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Margot Rose Furderer. You know, actually, Furderer is a name that comes from my hometown in North Dakota. There were a lot of Furderers, and it's very hard to say, but actually, one of my friends I went to school with, who was a Furderer, changed her last name because it was so hard to for everybody to pronounce. So anyway, yes, Furderer. And no, the celebrities, they really don't know, because it's at, usually at an event or a situation where there are a lot of other, shall I say, real reporters. And so, and if Margot's on the line, you know, as far as like, you know, for an opening, she's at the end of the line.
But how do you do that? How do you get yourself in?
There is so much a greasing of the palm, crashing through a gate, climbing over a fence that Margot is willing to do. She will claw her way to the top, and that's what she does.
That is so funny. And so I guess that's the backstory on Margot then.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, you know, there's a lot of mystery to Margot.
It's amazing,
you know,
these interviews that you get, but what I crack up because you actually will say something that I loved you on this, and it's not their show.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we have a possible, and I don't know for sure, so I can't say the name, guest who might be there on Thursday, who has been a guest before on Margot's show online. He, too, the funny thing about the interview with him is that went through the whole thing, and he thought it was in his home, and he thought that Margot was real, and it's like, what the heck is happening here, you know? And at the very end, it turns out that we know each other, but he was totally, I mean, from a long time ago, and he didn't put it together until the very end, which was so hilarious to me because it got so out of hand, and
well,
he thought...
Well, what's great about it is I wait to see what their response and how they're going to, if they're going to be good about it, because people can get like, no, that's not it.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
They can get really upset or mad at it, like, no, that's not the show I'm doing. What are you talking about? Or they can be good sports, but half the time the guys are just looking at you like, what
planet did you come off? I mean, because also they don't want, you know, they're like, is this real? And I would imagine there are some reporters out there that have asked such crazy questions or, you know, inappropriate or just wrong information that maybe they think, you know, this, should I guess I'll just keep going with it.
Well, along the lines, I think, too, if it, I mean, you kind of have like a playful, but your malapropisms are there. And
yes.
What was that word you used in the little clip I played? Where the guy, they said the word again, like you said.
Is there a stigmata about being a nurse?
Yeah, a stigmata.
Yeah, he was on from Nurse Jackie, and
I
so, and, you know, he's a male nurse on there, and I absolutely love it. It's Stephen Wallum, and he is just the funniest guy. And he's actually, you know, does stage stuff, too. So he's a wonderful person. But, yes, it's like, is there a stigmata to being a male nurse? And so, that was, you know, it's just
well, you
so
get away
much fun.
With so much, Lori. You get away with so much because you're like, that's nice, dear.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so like a sweet mom, but it's like, what did you just say?
Right, exactly. I know, and that's part of the fun for sure.
So let's talk. Okay, it's going to be at the Pit,
December
3rd, 8 p.m., and Thursday, December 6th. So you have two chances to see it, 8 p.m., 1, 2, 3, East 24th Street, New York City, and it's real easy to get to. It's right off of Park. It's only $10. Please.
Yeah, it's the start of the season, so you know, put down that $10.
The people behind the scenes too. Fritz,
your stage manager? Yes, Fritz Breckeller is the stage manager, and Fritz actually is a stage manager for TV shows, so we really appreciate his experience. And then directed by Peter Michael Marino. And then our band is Eva Diva Anderson, who is a diva. And also I love my cousin. It's like it's so nice to have a relative here in the city. Stephen Hamill did the sets, and he's done sets for a lot of downtown shows. He's a wonderful artist, but he's had sets at La Mama and a lot of other downtown shows. That he also does it for Murray Hill. I don't know if you know Murray Hill.
Yeah, I know Murray Hill.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Margo has a little crush on him. We've just got a crackpot. Or
so
jackpot
the show is
team.
Margo Rose Live Forever
number
two.
Yeah.
Number two. And you can go to margorose.com and you can go to lauriehamill.com. And where can they get the book? We didn't say where you'd like to get the book.
Oh, yes. Well, Minding the Edge can be found on Amazon. Or if you want to go to my site, it will lead you there as well. So you can go to lauriehamill.com, L-O-R-I, Hamill, H-A-M-M-E-L.com, and then it will lead you there to Minding the Edge.
That's another great Christmas gift for the actors in your family, or holiday gift for Hanukkah.
Right, or someone who's thinking about going into acting. I think a lot of times, someone hears their niece, nephew, or child say, I think I want to be an actor, and you're like, ah! And so, this book helps you start from where you're at to getting into things that actors need to do, which is kind of have the business side of it as well.
So you forget that the show business is a business.
Right, right.
Side of it. And Margo, can I ask you, who will you be wearing at your show?
Well, I've got this skanky old robe I'm going to try on because I think that people need to see the underbelly side of me.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that for sure. I'm always wearing a rose. Always a rose.
And always a rose. That's Margo Rose.
Coming
up
roses.
Live and forever at the Pit this coming Monday, December 3rd. What a great way to start off the holiday season.
Yeah.
December 3rd with a belly full of laughs. And Thursday, December 6th, 8 p.m., The Pit, People's Improv Theater. If you go to The Pit, you can find it easy. Get your tickets in advance. I highly recommend it. And I want to thank you for being a guest on our show today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We're
going to
have some more music and with the song, and I'm going to pimp some more people. And I highly recommend Comedy Concepts, highly recommends Margo Rose Live Forever Number 2. Go see it with someone you love to laugh with. Thank you for being here, Margo.
Thank you, man.
Lori. And love to Peter. Love the Beater Man. He's
terrific. Pass it on.
Good job. All right,
thank
friends.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wasn't she great? What a terrific guest. What a terrific guest. I love that. She's our featured celebrity guest today. Let's see who we have in the house. Betty Jo Tucker had to leave, but you can listen to Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. Tuesdays, where she always has fun guests. 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio. Lizette, what a trooper, typing away in the chat room. And you can hear Lizette and George Bentinger in the Mom and Pop Shop. You can Facebook friend them. They're on 106hotmix.com. Every day, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. I'm with Stupid. Please, I'm with Stupid. Post. You're on Blog Talk Radio, I know, but post what time you're on. Coffee 77, how you doing? How you doing in the house? And I think I have my friend Missy is on the line. I think, Missy, are you in the chat room? I can't tell, or are you just listening? Okay, if you're just listening, Missy, I'm going to play another one of the lovely Mike Rockets. Cool summertime, because we need a little bit of that. Oh, Gail Parento in the house. December People, great CD. Looking forward to it. December People, that's going to be a great gift item this year, and great fun. And remember, if you have another radio show, contact Gail Parento. You can probably get her via Facebook, and she'll see what she can do to send you an MP3. Okay, let's hear Cool Mike. Mike, Cool Summertime by Mike Rocket. Mike Rocket, here we go.
They said I was a fool, but amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run the line. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna pump no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was president and we don't have a blast. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Hit the bar, 10 a.m., we'll feel alright. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime.
To say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Kylie? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That's the wonderful George Bettinger, 106 Hot Mix, today at 4 p.m. with the lovely Lizette Amando X Bettinger. What is the X for? Love that, George Bettinger. You know, Lori Hamill was in Forbidden Broadway, and she's another great impersonator. She really can do almost anybody with her voices. Yes, the lovely George Bettinger. Yes, George Bettinger. Gail Parento in the house, Coffee 77, Best People We Know. And I'm with Stupid. Thank you for posting your sign. You're on IWS Radio's. What is IWS? IWS Radio, Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern, and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Could you post the site, I'm with Stupid? Is that Blog Talk Radio? IWS. I'm assuming it's Blog Talk Radio. Okay. There is no X, but you have it in your typing name, X, Bettinger. There is no X. Okay. All right. You're just fooling me, Lizette. You're fooling me, Lizette. You're fooling me. All right, let's hear a little Chuck Colombo, shall we? Because his cat is a Zen master.
I might claim to be enlightened, except these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat is right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. Cat is a Zen master.
Play it on your
yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You gotta be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
For puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. Stay. Stay.
dog.
Guy with a Doberman Pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua?
Love the Jackie Martling. Oh, we got everybody logging in and out. Lizette is hanging in till the end. Coffee 77, you're there too. Coffee, do I know you? And then we have a guest. Is that you, Missy? No, you're not in the chat room, so that can't be you. I'm with Stupid. Post your site again, everybody. Lizette, post your sites. Gail Parento, December People. Looking good, December People. That's going to be a great CD this year. Great Christmas CD in the style of rock and roll legends. And we're winding down. Oh, well, it's been a lot of fun. I tell you, go see Lori Hamill's show. And it's terrific. And you're going to see it at the Pit, the People's Improv Theater, 123 East 24th Street, New York City, Monday, December 3rd, Thursday, December 6th, both at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10. You can go to the Pit, the People's Improv, and check it out, directed by Peter Michael Marino. It's going to be great. I can't wait to see who the celebrity guests are going to be. That's going to be awesome. Awesome. So thank you all for joining in. The Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. Facebook friend them. Gail Parento. I'm with Stupid. Everybody, be friends with each other, and let's just have a good, scatty old time.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser, user friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. Then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Radio. Big kiss. Bye-bye.